So we're sitting in East Jesus, which is the most beautiful outsider art wonderland.
East Jesus was formed in 2007 by a man named Charlie Russell. He came here originally attracted by Leonard Knight's Salvation Mountain. He had somewhat different life philosophies though, and when he figured out that there was like big art and free land, he loved it. He came out here and decided to do his own thing. He came to the trashiest part of the slab and started dragging shit together and making assemblage art. So like computer circuits placed carefully side by side by side next to nitrous oxide whippet canisters. So this is a habitable art exhibit in progress. And when I found it, I was just immediately addicted. They said, you know, if you want to stay here, you can do that. And then they did their best to put me to work. And then they found out I couldn't do a lot of the same work as everybody else. So
why is that?
I'm like somewhat disabled, so I can't walk around very much. And when I do, I have like a limited amount of capacity. So I've found other things to do. And one of the things that I'm most useful when I do is the tours. So I didn't really have a lot of places to go. So I
stick
around.
Where do you come from?
I've been in LA for like 7 years, but
you look very young to me. Are you older than I think you are?
How old do you think I am?
Like 19?
I'm 26.
Wow, okay, so you're doing good. You're like, the streets did not wear on you at all.
No, I was a couch surfer, not really like a true dirty kid. In fact, I would argue that here at East Jesus, we are upper crusty as opposed to simply crusty.
Okay, it's good to have different kinds of layers of crust when you're thinking about humans.
We're different than a lot of other slab camps in several like very distinct ways. We are not a slab camp, but we are also not a slab camp. Square versus rectangle, right? A square is a type of rectangle, but a rectangle is not necessarily a square. We are inside of Slab City. We are Slab City's art museum. We own the land, for example.
How do you own the land? I thought you couldn't own land.
We purchased the land. It's currently for sale. Anybody could go and purchase it. There are a lot of squatters here, though, so nobody wants to purchase it. However, we occupy a certain amount of space, and so we decided to purchase that land. So the state kind of freaked out a little bit and wants to sell the rest of it as a whole, and everything's in limbo and may continue to be in limbo for a number of years. I like spreading art. We here at East Jesus have a bit of a cult, you see. We are members of the Church of the Chocolate Martini. We have tenants, and we take a form of communion every year on Charlie's birthday when we consume a chocolate martini.
Who is Charlie?
Charlie was the founder. He died in 2011, so we do this in his memory. Tenants of the Church of the Chocolate Martini are: do good thing, make big fun, get more laid, rise and infect. Our stated goal is to spread art, encourage creativity, bring people to do more art. I think that's in what we're doing. And I'm happy when I see more people who get it. And I think that out of the general population, there's a certain percentage who can't get it and who won't get it, and some who could if somebody walked them through it. But for the most part, I'm just happy that like some people are seeing it, and maybe they'll understand that there's other perspectives than the consumerism that kind of surrounds the rest of us.
What happened to your leg?
I got bit by a wheelchair, you see. So it was a dark and stormy night.
Was he rabid?
It was a very well-paved road. It was rabid, you see. It came up from nowhere, out from a curb cut, and it ran up and it bit me. And now every full moon, first I start by like having a knee brace and like crutches and then wheels, and you'll see me in varying mobility equipment.
What's your advice to people of New York who might be trapped in a bit of a endless cycle of consumerism and easy access to things?
Well, I have a bad art philosophy. Does that count?
Yep.
All right, cool. So step one, fuck it up. Step two, keep going. So we all make mistakes, right? Just make the mistakes and then just keep going. All right, step three, make different mistakes. So if you know it's a mistake, do something else. Even if you don't know if that new thing is the right thing, just do something else. Step four is don't get comfortable. Don't get cocky. Don't get complacent. Don't get lazy. Do your dishes.
Are you making any sweet love to anyone while you're here?
I have two girlfriends.
Ah!
crushing it.
Yeah.
That wasn't the question.
Well, oh, wow. Ah, true. Are you making sweet love to your two girlfriends?
To be honest, what? Making sweet love? I make love with the paper every time I make art.
Do your girlfriends know about each other?
Yeah. So I am a relationship anarchist. I view relationships as kind of like a Build-A-Bear construction. So I enter into explicit negotiated contracts with people, how much emotional labor and capacity we have for each other, what titles to use, whether or not we have monogamy, that kind of thing. I've actually given a few talks on stage with people as esteemed as the author of The Ethical Slut.
But no man I've ever been with has ever agreed with that book. It's very sad.
Really? Really? They just do it unethically?
No, they never do. It's me who wants to be free and them who wants to lock pussy down. It sucks.
You know, the one penis policy is a known phenomenon, and it's pretty sexist. Both of my girlfriends currently have, I think one of them is just dating a girl, and then one of them has another girlfriend.
Oh, so everybody's fucking. Everything's fine.
Everybody has the freedom to do what they want.
And they all live here in Slab City?
My girlfriend, who's been my girlfriend for the longest, lives in her car in LA doing DIT. And that's
what is DIT?
Sorry, it's film shit. She does, like, you know how they don't have film on film crews? They have digital shit.
Yes.
Yeah, she does that.
Cool.
She does like the.
Are you an ass man or a tits man?
I like BDSM.
So, it does not matter as long as it's tied up.
I have, like, a list.
Okay, what's your list?
Tying and pain. So, and I have, like, taken classes and instruction on how to do this in like, safe manners. Over 120 hours of instruction on classes.
Are you, like, a shibari guy, or...?
Yeah, okay. I can do this cool pentagram harness, like, in my sleep. It's fun.
Wow. How much pain are we talking about? We're talking about, like...
Whatever is pleasurable, whatever is safe. I won't do permanent harm to people. I think that's good. Mental illness to want that, so I won't do that. But, like, temporary harm or pain is fine.
So let me get this straight. You don't have monogamy, and you get to tie bitches up and do whatever you want to them.
You're missing the point if you think I can do whatever I want to them.
They can do whatever. Oh.
We have negotiated expressly that this is awesome and helpful, and they are having a good time, and they like to do these things that I like to do. There will be emotional labor exchanges. Often, also, they will be...
What is an emotional labor exchange?
We tell each other about our feelings. Do you ask for emotional labor from your friends? You say, oh my gosh, I had this date with this guy and blah, 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 and you really need somebody to listen to you.
Sure.
That's an emotional labor. You know, and often, because of my physical disabilities, anybody... In a relationship with me will end up doing a lot of physical labor on my behalf. Often, to date me, you not only have to love the idea of this crazy, fun sex you have described, but you also have to want to work for East Jesus in this case.
Right.
You have to, like, be willing and able to do labor and be into the idea of working hard in order to do something that you believe in.
That's really beautiful. You've got it pretty much figured out. You're so young. I'm like 7 years older than you, and you've got way better understanding of how to live. My God.
You would be surprised how easy it is to give advice.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's basically all I do. It's never good advice.
Well, good advice is pretty easy to give. Under all circumstances, it's easy to figure out what is the right for somebody else to do. But for me, and to follow my own good advice, that, my friend, is a challenge.
I am so grateful to you and your words. Everybody follow Bad Art.
Look for my Bad Art on Instagram and Facebook under Morgan Moves Around. So that's Moves Around is one word, MOVESAROUND.
I'm so impressed. Hi everyone, Zoe here. I'm sitting here looking at the fluffiest snow globe of a backyard and the happiest little pup playing in the fresh powder. I want to give thanks to Gaia and the goddesses and the creator for giving me this day.
I am eternally grateful for the opportunity to share these stories with you and have my life revolve around learning more about my own truth. I don't want to sound preachy, but I feel like it's necessary to just share some thoughts with you. I had a really intense experience yesterday that left me pretty shaken. I want to say to anyone that's listening that throughout life's turns and choices that we make and the consequences that we face, if you can learn to live with unending forgiveness, with unbridled love and unchallenged faith and belief in your own good, you will survive anything. Life is really tricky, and you have to have an unfaltering sense of forgiveness for yourself for mistakes that you've made, and a belief that if you attack every problem you have with compassion, with a lack of ego, with a lack of narcissism, and with a real meta overview of the bigger picture of what is needed for the common good, you will succeed. And it doesn't matter when you apologize and when you try to change, people can see it or people can hear it. It just matters that you make the first right steps to living every day with gentle loving kindness, as my mother always told me. It is such a beautiful world. It is such an unbelievably colorful place full of everything one's life could desire. It's just up to you to stop wallowing in the past, forgiving yourself for your mistakes, and making a better choice the next day. That's what I've been doing, and it's really fucking hard. But if you can find a way to let go of pain and let go of love that no longer serves you, you will be a totally enlightened being. I'm almost there. I'm working on it really hard. So anyway, enough of Dr. Zoe. You can follow me on my Instagram at Dr. Z Nightingale, on my Twitter, Generally False, my website where all of my writings and my videos. I've got a couple new TV sizzles up if you want to donate to my Patreon campaign, and a lot of behind the scenes content that I couldn't make public due to just inappropriateness in general. So feel free to donate or not, listen for free, and just share it with your friends if you can. Write me a review on iTunes if you want. No matter where you are in the world, I send you love. I send you courage, and I send you the strength to make this day your very best, because you don't know if you have another one. Stay warm, kids.
Zoe written and a Zoe say, Bingo Moon is on his way. None of you.